Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Good grief. I'll take a step back. You can, can't you? Yeah, good morning. And I've got lots of notices this morning, so I think everybody can hear me. Good. I've had a bit of an earworm this week about the weather. It's been the song that's been going round and round in my head all week. It's one the boys used to sing at school called If Only We Could Send You Some Rain. We have plenty even every day. Wouldn't really matter if a little came your way. Wouldn't that be absolutely amazing if we could? And we think about people that need that rain. We need it too, but we don't always appreciate it. And just how incredible it would be if we could share that with other people. So, on to the notices. The fire notice. Fire exits are straight ahead. Meet in the bottom car park if you're in the hall, then through the main doors into the hall, and again meet at the bottom of the car park. The church, your choice. Still up there. We still need more post-it notes there that what you'd like. Even what you don't like, maybe. Things that you'd like to change, things that you'd like to be done differently. It's still up there. So please, any thoughts you've got, put on there. Bring a share next week. I think Margaret's got the list. Yeah. So if you want to take part in that, it's a wonderful service. And it gives people time to share their thoughts and things with us, where God's moved in their lives. It really is quite wonderful. Tea and coffee. There's been a bit of confusion over tea and coffee at the moment, of where it's coming from, who's providing it, what there is. It's a bit of a surprise when you go in on a Sunday morning to set up as to what's there. So moving forward, we have got petty cash tin. I will be taking responsibility for making sure there's tea, coffee, sugar and biscuits there. So if anybody's got provided coffee and things recently, if you can give me your receipts, that can come out of petty cash. And then moving forward, it will be me that's making sure it's always there. So if you notice that we need anything, please do let me know. And that now just leaves me to welcome Ron Goddard. We look forward to hearing him again, and he's a most welcome regular preacher. Ron.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
It's good to see you again. And we've come, and we're going to be looking at one of the parables of Jesus this morning that's been recommended through the Roots program, which I understand you follow each week. And being reasonably obedient to instructions, we're carrying on with that theme. And it's looking at the parable of the weeds. Now, often we hear and read and know about the parable of the soils, but it's not too often we look at the parable of the weeds. But we've got the opportunity this morning. As a call to worship, Lamentations chapter 3 came to mind, which it does for most people. And I'll read the words. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. And this morning, as we look at the parable of the weeds, we will just hopefully understand a little more about God's love and greatness and faithfulness to us. Here at Rockingham Road. And God's the same faithful God to all his people everywhere throughout the world. And in Corby and in Gretton, where I worship. So let's come before Almighty God in prayer. Let us pray. O God, we worship and adore you. You know every star in every galaxy. And you know the joys and sadnesses of every human heart. You know every drop of water in the oceans. And you know the trials and successes which come our way. You know every atom and every force of energy in the universe. And you know the secret thoughts of our minds. You hold the universe in your hands, and you hold us too. Secure in your knowledge of us and your hold of us, we come this morning with our worship. Secure in your love shown in Jesus Christ, we offer our adoration. In the name of Jesus, who died and rose again for our sakes, we bring our praise this morning. Blessing and honour, glory and praise be to you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Then we'll all say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. As we come to approach our Lord and our God, we're going to sing our first song, Before the Throne of God Above. I have a strong, a perfect plea. And as we come to begin our worship and enter into God's presence, as we go through the different verses, may they speak to us and encourage us. So let's stand and sing. Before the throne of God above.
Oh,
just as we sang the song, as we begin our worship in song, it's so important to realise that our names, our very names, are in God's hands. And when Satan tempts us to despair, we remember what Jesus has done for us, that he died on the cross, that he rose again on the third day, and his Holy Spirit lives within us if we accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. And it's just encouragement. So let's come to God in prayer and let us pray. Loving Father, we just thank you and praise you for your love just poured out for us through Jesus, your Son, our Lord and Saviour. And we just thank you, Father, that our names are graven in Jesus' hands. He knows each one of us. Each one of us is precious to him and to you. And we just thank you for that. And as we come, we just want to acknowledge our gratitude for what you have done for us. We praise you. We thank you. And we just thank you for the words of the songwriters that have put words that we want to say and sing down in writing. Father, just be with us, we pray, through your Holy Spirit this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing again, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. As we look round at nature of what God has done and what God has provided for us, that should encourage us to praise. The nice flowers we've got this morning, the lovely colours, the trees, the blossoms. Well, we've had some rain, other people have had a bit too much sun. But we'll come on to that later in our prayers of intercession. But God has given us all these good things. He's given us one another. And we, through this song, we can come and just worship God for who he is and what he's done for us. So let's stand and sing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder.
Amen.
the neighbours should know how great God is. And that's good. Could we have the offering, please, to bring up?
What have you done with it, Mike?
It's all right, we just give thanks for it. Thank you. Let's give thanks. We've been singing about how great God is. So let's just give thanks for the finance which we have. Loving Father, we thank you and praise you. You are indeed a great God. And we've come to worship you this morning on this first day of the week, the Lord's Day. And Father, we just thank you that everything we have, the very breath that we breathe, is a gift from you. And we just thank you, Father, for these tithes and offerings and love gifts that have been given for the work here at Rockingham Road. Father, just pray that you help this church to use this money wisely in your service, that men and women, boys and girls, may continue to know and grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we just thank you, Father, for all your loving kindness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Witness that I'll give it back. Thank you. Prayers of intercession. It's important that we pray for others in need. And listening to the news this morning, we need to pray about the wildfires in Rhodes and Greece increasing in intensity, causing great danger. And it'd be good for us to pray about climate change as well. We're going to continue to pray for Ukraine and what's happening there. And then we're going to pray for each one of us. That we sung how great God is. God knows each one of us by name. Our names are in his hand. And God knows of each of our hairs on our head. And with me, God's ticking them off. But the principle is God knows. Now, why on earth would that be put in the scriptures? That God knows the very hairs of our head. They're all numbered. And it just demonstrates the greatness and the glory of God. So let's come to him in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, we do bring the Isle of Rhodes and Greece and the other countries where these wildfires are breaking out because the temperatures are so great, some of which have never been hotter. Father, we just pray that you will bring comfort. You will bring the winds in the right way. You will bring rain to put these fires out. And Father, just pray that you will give wisdom to governments as they talk about climate change to a greater or lesser degree. Father, we just pray that through events, they'd be able to see how serious a problem it is and help them to agree a way forward that would help the whole world. And Father, we lift to you the war in Ukraine. And again, we pray against Russia. And we pray that you will thwart their efforts to continue occupying Ukraine and continuing the war. Father, we pray for a just peace in that land. Just pray that you be with the people there of Ukraine under this war and the uncertainty and the killing and the loss and the utter destruction of towns and cities. We just pray a just end to this war in Ukraine. And Father, we just pray for each one of us here. and those at home. Father, just pray that you draw alongside, that you will put your loving arms around us. And as we reach out to you, you come running to us. Father, you know our thoughts. You know what we're expecting this day and this week. Father, may we put you in the centre of our week. May we just know your peace and your presence through all that we're going to encounter this week. And we just thank you, Father, that you know each one of us so well, so much. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us. It's just as we try and understand a little more of just how much God loves us and how precious we are to him. This song picks out some of those thoughts. And I pray that it will be helpful to us and encouraging. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Compared with God, we are nothing, and yet he loves us and cares for us, and we're special to him. So let's stand and sing, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. We come to the parable of the weeds. Now, the parable of the weeds comes after the parable of the sower. In the parable of weeds, Jesus gives the parable, then he gives another parable when he's quiet and alone with his disciples. The disciples come to him and ask him, what did it mean? And Jesus explains to them. So we'll have a read of Matthew 13, verses 24-30, and 36-43. Jesus told them, that's the crowds and the disciples, another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed ears, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you're pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. And then we jump to verse 36, where the parable of the weeds is explained. When he left the crowd and went into the house, his disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, that's Jesus, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burnt in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out his kingdom. Everything that causes sin and all who do evil, they will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let him hear. And at first look, you think, ooh, yeah, it's a bit of a dodgy parable there. And it's got difficulties, but it's got good points as well. And we're going to try and work through both and get a greater understanding of what the Lord Jesus is saying to his disciples and to us. In the parable of the soils, some people resisted the word. Some people were aware of competing pressures on their lives and even failure, but the word produced an abundant crop. And this parable of the weeds that we're going to look at now is only recorded here in Matthew's Gospel, whereas many of the other parables are recorded in more than one, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four. So it says in verse 25, but while everyone was sleeping. Now this isn't derogatory. This is talking about the craftiness of evil. But while the farmer and his servants were asleep, the enemy came and sowed weeds amongst the wheat. And this is a parable which was bore out in Jesus' time. People did that to try and increase their grain and support and money that they'd get and try and discredit their neighbours. People literally did this, put weeds in other people's fields. So what Jesus was talking about was common practice, common knowledge to his hearers. And possibly, so the experts say, that the weed that they sowed was bearded darnel, which you all know about, don't you? No. You don't need to know about it. The weed bearded darnel is botanically close to wheat and difficult to distinguish from the wheat until it's grown up. So it grows up, it looks like wheat, and then when the ears of wheat grow and develop, the bearded darnel doesn't, and it's easy to pick out. And while the two are growing, the roots intertwine with the wheat and the weeds. Yes, sometime, well, already the harvest is taking place, isn't it, in some fields? Have you seen that as you travel about? It's July. I don't know when your harvest is, but a lot of churches have it in October. Now, it's well and truly finished by then. It started now, in July, partly because of the weather and climate change, but I've got to stick to the word and not be political. No, it's enough of it. So, Jesus told... Well, we know it's Jesus now. But the owner told the servants, don't pick it, don't go into the field now and pull up the weeds, because you'll damage the wheat. And we come on to that later on in the explanation. The owner blames an enemy who did this. Then, as the workers reap the field, the weeds that have grown up stand out, and they're told to go into the field and gather the weeds, and they're burnt up so they cannot contaminate the wheat any longer. Then the wheat is gathered into the barns for safety. The parable explains how the kingdom of heaven can be present in the world while not yet wiping out all opposition. That's got to wait till the harvest. The people can say to us as Christians, if there's a God, why is all this bad things happening in the world? Why are there wars? Why is there illness? Why is there fighting? Why is there stealing? Not if there's a God, there is a God. And God Almighty, as we see here, is choosing not to bring the second coming, not to finish the world. And we'll see why and be encouraged as we look at that. Then the disciples go home with Jesus, sitting round, the tennis is finished, they're having a chat about what they're going to do and about the day. And they actually ask Jesus, what did it mean? They've been struggling with the parable of the weeds. What did it mean? And we need to do that at times. We need to ask what is happening. Why? We need to ask the Lord Jesus. We need to ask people in the church. If we're not sure what's happening here, you've got... Well, I've got to remember this, haven't I? You've got notes on there about things you like and enjoy, things you might want to change. And it's good to have this opportunity to ask and to find out. And often with scripture, we need to read it, we need to study it, we need to ask, we need to read sound theological books. There's a load of junk out there as well. We need to read sound books that put the Word of God first. We need to ask, we need to seek, and God said that we will find. In verse 37, the owner indeed is the Lord Jesus. And Jesus is the one who both sows the good seed and directs the harvest. Jesus is in charge. Jesus will judge the earth. Jesus is in control. And although as we look at the news and look at things that happen, dreadful things, God is still in control. And we will see more in a minute. The good seed, well, let's do the field first. Jesus says the field is the world. So it's a parable, a story about the world. The field is the world. And the people, the good seed, are the people who are truly Christians and are trying to live their lives to please God, following his word and his ways. Throughout the world, this is not just a local Israel parable. This is for the world, for all time. So as Christians, we're sown, as it were. We're in place across the world. And for a time, until the harvest, the weeds are now preserved. Why? Why is there still evil going on? Why are the so-called weeds among us? As the roots of both the wheat and the weeds entangle themselves around each other, Jesus wants to spare God's people pain and suffering. Jesus is delaying destroying the weeds until the harvest, so more people have the opportunity to accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. What love and care God and Jesus have for us. Just the holding back when we think about our own lives. When we became Christians. For me, it was in my, I can't remember offhand, but it was early teens that I first came to the Lord Jesus Christ. For other people, it's later. It might be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and that's still young, believe me, that is still young, 70s. It might even be 80s and 90s and 100s. And Jesus is withholding coming again so that more people can come to know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. So Jesus is allowing bad things to happen so that more people can come to know him as their Saviour and Lord. So that the church, you and me, and it's not just up to us, all the Christians throughout the world can witness to what God is doing. We all sung gustily, how great is our God. We've got to start talking about him with the people that we meet. We've got to start sharing about how great God is, what he's done for us, what he's doing for us. And we, our names are in the palm of Jesus, engraven in his hands, as the song said that we sung. We're special and precious to Jesus. So much so that he wants the best for each one of us. He doesn't want us to go through suffering and difficulties unnecessarily. So he's come through this parable to encourage us, to build us up, to remind us how special we are. Jesus continues to explain, these weeds are the sons of the evil one, which may be considered as everything that causes sin, or all who do evil. The devil himself is the enemy. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. The weeds are those that continue to do evil. They're not interested in listening to the words of Jesus or doing good things. And when Jesus discerns that the time is right, those weeds are pulled up and dealt with, because the Lord Jesus paid the price of our sin on the cross. And for all Christians who accept and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for their sin and rose again on the third day, we are saved. We are secure in the love and the knowledge of Jesus, and in his presence, and protected by his hands. And for all those who reject the Lord Jesus, they pay the penalty of their own sin. God has given the Lord Jesus all authority in Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus will call the time. And in contrast to the evildoers, the righteous, it says in verse 43, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Those that are faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, who love him and are seeking to put him first, we will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. We will be with God forever in heaven. We'll be in the very presence of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and all those throughout the ages that have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. And as further encouragement, I just want to read some verses from Revelation 21. A new heaven and a new earth. John is speaking. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Jesus will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. This is what we've got to look forward to with God in heaven. May we be encouraged, may we be challenged by this parable. May we be assured of God's bountiful love for each one of us, that he allows evil to continue for a time to save us from undue suffering and pain. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Lovely song to finish with. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Let us stand as we sing. Excellent. Nice go we want to go out with, isn't it? Let's just pray. Loving Father, we just thank you again for your love and care for us. Just thank you that you want the best for us. Help us indeed to follow you and your word and your teaching, so that we can know the best in our lives. And Father, as we go to our homes after coffee, we just pray that you'll be with us throughout this coming week, that we will know your peace and your presence in our lives day by day. and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.